We need authenticity more than ever today. Society is complex, lots of moving parts. This podcast, entitled Boscology, gives us an opportunity to share strategies and techniques that make a difference in terms of our ability to respond to individuals as well as groups in an authentic, sincere way. Authentic leaders ought to wear what they feel most comfortable and what gives them confidence. For me, during my years as university administrator, I decided that I was going to wear a white starch shirt, and my tie would be a double Windsor knot and would be purple, and I wear double-breasted suits. That worked for me. I also made sure that my shoes were polished. This was my way, my own personal way, of ensuring that that was my brand, that I was going to wear a purple tie, that I understood that somewhere along the line, that a smile on your face and that space between your mouth and your collar was the most important part of a welcoming attitude. I spent more time on that part of my body than anything else. That was my way of feeling comfortable and confident. Now, I first read about Tom Watson, the former IBM president, many years ago. He talked about the ability to present yourself in a way that makes you feel comfortable and confident. For him, IBM salespeople wore starched white shirts and ties. And his philosophy was, you're asking individuals and corporations to spend a lot of money on your product. You ought to look the part. Well, think about today and today's atmosphere, what's right for you. What makes you feel comfortable and confident, and go with it. I know things have changed. People aren't wearing white starch shirts anymore. That the environment is totally different than it was 10 or 20 years ago. But what remains the same is what makes you feel comfortable. I like the fact that organizations, at least at the university, gives our students a chance to dress up, to feel more comfortable dressing up, so that when they go in an interview and they need to wear a tie or hose, they're not worried about what they're wearing, but how they present themselves in a confident, effective way. I believe very strongly that you can prepare before you make a speech and to be more confident. Not only is preparation, but I would make sure that my shoes were polished just before I'd go into an auditorium, and that I would sneak a look at a mirror and make sure my tie was just a little bit tighter. Now, it probably was as tight as it could be because I was pretty well wound up, but that gave me the extra confidence to be able to present a message in the most passionate way that I possibly could. So develop your own style, put yourself in a position where you're accentuating your brand in your own personal way to be more comfortable and be confident. It makes all the difference in the world in an authentic leader in terms of how we dress for success.